Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Our next guest is getting statewide attention for rethinking prison reform here in Michigan. In a recent op-ed, Republican State Representative Joe Hoffman of Holland describes coming to Lansing 5 years ago to advance principles of limited government and restrained spending. He goes on to describe how his commitment to those principles unexpectedly led him to advocate reforms to Michigan's $2 billion a year correctional system. In particular, Representative Hoffman says Michigan needs to increase its focus on rehabilitation of people convicted of crimes. State Representative Joe Hoffman, welcome to Current State.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for joining us. In this op-ed that appeared in last Sunday's Lansing State Journal, you wrote that you came to the Capitol 5 years ago to advance these principles, limited government, restrained government spending, but you say you were surprised to learn how those priorities are closely connected to prison reform. What did you learn that surprised you?
Well, Mark, I came in 5 years ago as a freshman in the minority with the hopes that we could get our hands around the prison spending. It had been through a number of years having the department come back to the Appropriations Committee and asking for supplementals because they overspent their budget. It had topped the $2 billion mark in spending, and people were starting to pay attention saying, you know, that's just a huge amount of money, and what are we getting for it, for locking people up for these long periods of time, and then trying to figure out how to make them or expecting them to be better people when they came out and finding that that wasn't the case. So that's where my heart was originally, is saying we need to just cut the spending on the corrections department. What I discovered is we've got to start reforming the way we think about corrections, the way we handle our prisoners and what we do with them, and who we lock up. So it's been a great journey, and I think the Corrections Department under this administration has done a fantastic job of starting down that road of rethinking the rehabilitation of our prisoners.
How do we need to change our thinking specifically?
Well, we can't just lock people up without concern for them, thinking that once they're locked up, we're safe somehow on the outside. We need to treat them like human beings yet, frankly, and we need to look at their mental health, their physical health, their well-being, because 95% of them are going to come back out and be our neighbors. And when they come back out, we want them better people than when they went in. And currently, we've got a long way to go on that.
How are your fellow Republicans responding to your efforts and this increased focus on rehabilitation?
Well, I think this is a Republican cause. The Republicans all over the country are starting to realize that simply locking people up and throwing away the key, a paradigm that's about a generation old or started a generation ago, has just led to more cost, more people locked up, more laws, and not less crime. If we were truly making our lives safer on the outside, by locking everyone up and not worrying about them, I'd write the blank check to build more prisons. But that hasn't happened. We've seen less crime in our communities because of demographics. Our society is getting older. And because they're getting older, we have fewer young people committing crimes. When you visit our prisons, you notice that there's an awful lot of these kids that come in. And that's when they're entering prison, is when they're early 20s. That's the generation that we have to get to, both in our prisons and outside, to start curbing our crime. But we need to do a better, my goal is that we do a better job inside the prisons to rehabilitate these people so when they come out there, they can reenter society and not recommit crimes.
Republican State Representative Joe Hoffman of Holland is our guest here on Current State. We're talking prison reform, his efforts at rethinking prison reform here in Michigan. It appears some members of your caucus risk being viewed as not tough enough on crime if they shift their focus. Is that a concern for you?
That is a 10-year-old mentality that goes back to the early 90s, but it's out of date. And I I tell my colleagues, I tell anybody, this paradigm has shifted. You got to quit worrying about looking like you're soft on crime. The mantra today is trying to be right on crime, smart on crime, and that, you know, just throwing away the key, just asking for stronger sentences, more years in prison for a crime, isn't going to make our streets safer. It isn't going to make those people that go into prison better when they come out. We need to rethink that. And I would hope that we look at diversion projects or methods like our mental health courts, like drug courts, like our veterans courts, and look at alternatives to incarceration. Because in a lot of ways, incarceration can make things worse, not better.
It sounds like you're still actively trying to change minds here, though.
Well, there's always going to be a variation of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that the Republicans around the country, Republicans like Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry and John Kasich and Bill Bennett have signed on to this, saying, you know what, we can't just keep writing checks and using taxpayer money to lock people up and build more prisons. It hasn't worked. You know, the system is broken, and we have to look at a new way of doing things.
You and many others spent the day yesterday at a gathering sponsored by the Michigan Law Revision Commission, MLRC, having the first of what you described in your op-ed as difficult, necessary conversations on how to improve Michigan's correction system. What kind of start did you get off to yesterday? What got discussed?
Well, we hired about a year and a half ago the Council of State Governments to come in, a think tank, to come back and look at our correction system and give us recommendations. Some of those recommendations were very technical in looking at the sentencing guideline grid and adjusting sentences a little bit, but staying within the existing grid. They didn't make many changes to that. Probation is one of the main topics that I think is getting some life on, that we look at intervening with people earlier in their criminal behavior, if you will, and use probation a little stronger so we keep people from going to prison later. We try and change their behavior before they end up in our correction system. That was an exciting conversation. There's a new program called Swift and Sure that started out of Hawaii that some counties are using, and we're excited about trying to see that expand. That would intervene with people very quickly, create a very short-term, immediate disciplinary action at the county level, and that would be, as I said, an immediate reaction, so people know that there are consequences for their behavior. That was some of the conversation. And
how difficult was the conversation? You anticipated a difficult, necessary conversation. Was it a difficult conversation?
Well, it certainly, we included prosecutors, defense attorneys, state appellate defender's office, and judges, and we know that there's going to be varying opinions. Prosecutors in general are reluctant to make any changes. They believe that any change could be perceived as lessening sentences. The discretion of judges and prosecutors is always a topic, and there was varying opinions as to whether tightening these sentencing guidelines takes too much discretion away from the judges. I think we can work through some of those issues. I'm not in favor. I've always been a strong advocate of allowing the judges to have discretion and looking at cases on an individual basis.
Did you get a
conversation about mitigating circumstances. And when a person comes before a judge, you not just look at the nature of the crime and the aggravating circumstances, but you look at the cause of the crime in terms of why did that person commit it. Those are mitigating circumstances, and I think that I agree with that concept. So we're going to hold this session at least a couple more times around the state, one in Grand Rapids, one in Traverse City, and it's a great conversation to have.
Was there any response from counties or county government people on the Swift and Sure idea?
Oh, yeah. Naturally, when you're talking to local governments and you're talking about potentially changing the way they do their services, funding is always an issue. And counties were not shy about saying, hey, if you're going to require this of us or encourage this of us, then certainly funding has to be part of the conversation. We understand that. And I respect that. I'm an old county commissioner. I know that they provide tremendous amount of services, and we'll have that conversation as part of this.
There is an ongoing, our guest is State Representative Joe Hoffman of Holland. He is the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. We're talking about corrections. There is an ongoing intense debate over what kind of role privatization plays and should play in Michigan's correctional system. What do you think?
Well, I was instrumental in my second term of trying to implement a competitive bidding process of looking at what services needed to be provided strictly by state employees and which items could we look at outside contractors to provide a competitive bid. I'm not as concerned about bringing companies in from the outside and privatizing as I am about making sure that we have a competitive atmosphere, that state employees, state unions, not be complacent, assuming that there's no competition out there. I think we were effective in that. We did put out a bid for a full standalone prison by an outside contractor, and the administration bid that out and decided that it wasn't worthwhile doing. And I'm okay with that. We went through the process, and we looked at our cost, and it didn't make sense. So I think we will continue to push competition within our state employees, and this shouldn't just be for the Department of Corrections. We should be thinking in these terms throughout state government of how do we do things better for less taxpayer money.
Yesterday, Governor Snyder suggested the situation with Aramark, Michigan's prison food provider, has become troubled enough that the administration may consider terminating the contract. This follows dozens of cases of food poisoning in the Jackson prison last weekend and the discovery of maggots near food there. Should Aramark go?
I think it's too early to decide if Aramark should go, and the governor stopped short of saying that he's going to pull the plug on that. I think the department has been effective in trying to work with Aramark. That remains to be seen, and I have a meeting coming up with Aramark in the near future to discuss this. I don't know yet. It may be a case, where privatization or an outside contractor didn't work, but I'm not ready to just write them off and say that, okay, we have to go back to the old system. Perhaps we just picked the wrong contractor, too.
It certainly makes it harder, though, to promote the notion of competitive bidding in state government contracts. Would you concede that?
Well, Mark, let's be clear. Whenever a private contractor comes in to work for us, the unions are right there to fly-spec every problem they have. When the state employees and the unions themselves are doing this work, there is not someone reporting back to the news media every time there's a problem. And I just to say that this was a problem since Aramark came in, I don't think it's fair. Problems exist with our system, both in corrections and throughout the state, even with our own employees. Now, they're just, frankly, they're not as documented as well. And we don't have you and other news media there paying attention to it. So I don't think it's fair just to say that since this happened with Aramark, the wheels have come off. That's not it at all. We have some difficulties. We have issues. And I think the administration is dealing with them rightly.
Great conversation. We want to thank our guest, Republican State Representative Joe Hoffman of Holland, chairs the House Appropriations Committee. We've been discussing prison reform in Michigan. Representative Hoffman, thank you and good luck.
Thank you, Mark.